Static. Hey, everybody, welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
Oh, beautiful hair. Hey, it's Miles.
Miles. What are you singing hair for?
I'm in my cow swills thing now.
They didn't sing hair, did they?
Yes, they did.
Oh, really? It must have been a hair was like a musical or something.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, they did. Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, you know, growing up, it was my Dorsey's and then Led Zeppelin and Jimi Hendrix. And now I'm like in my Cow Sills phase.
Your Cow Sills phase? Okay. The most famous of the Cow Sills.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sills. Yeah, Sills. I said Sills.
They had their own show for a while, a television show, too.
Very, I realized they had a very racist song, though.
What?
And, like, and I'm like, it's kind of a racist song nowadays, standards. You know, like, yeah.
What's the name of it?
Indian Lake.
Oh, yeah, probably so. Are you going to be, like, the Franco family next, or what?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what my next phase will be after the cow chill.
Eddie DeFranco? You gonna...
I'm thinking that, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe? Maybe yes, maybe no, I don't know.
I'm thinking that or Leo Sayre. I'm not sure which.
Whoa, 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 hey, hey. That's my Leo Sayre impersonation. Thank you.
When Bob needs love.
Hold out my hand. And that sounds, wait a minute, that sounds dirty.
Touch love.
Leo Sayre always reminded me of kind of like,
you've got me talking.
And not quite less gay, you know, Richard Simmons.
As if.
That's
it.
Have you ever seen Richard Simmons and Leo Sayre in the same room at the same time?
No. I don't know. Yeah. No.
Could be the same person.
You make me feel like dancing. Woo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the only thing, the way I can remember Leo Sayre is that he looks a lot like Richard Simmons. At least he did. And why do we know so many Leo Sayre songs? I have no idea why.
Because that's all they played growing up. Christ,
that's true. It would be like Debbie Boone or whatever.
Yeah, you let her.
Or Captain Tennille.
Oh, I heard that bitch today, man. Singing.
Muskrat Sally. Muskrat. Whatever.
Song that my wife denied.
She denies the Muskrat Love song?
Denies it, yeah. She goes, ain't no such song as Muskrat Love. I go, yes, there is. No, there's not. I go, okay.
How come your wife sounds like a Simpsons character?
it's my fantasy.
We all know that she sounds like, what's her name?
Can you talk like Mrs. Krabappel, please? Please, please, and help.
Rosie Perez. We all know your wife sounds like Rosie Perez.
What you talking about?
I don't know what you talking about, Miles.
Hey, that voice is impossible to do. I don't even...
It's totally Rosie Perez.
Yeah, I'm married to Rosie Perez.
Yeah.
My Puerto Rican wife, yes.
That's right. She's a Puerto Rican girl just dying to meet you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh.
No muskrat love.
No muskrat love. No,
I woke up to muskrat love through most of junior high, I think. Because it was on the radio, you know? You had the clock radio with the flip-over numbers.
Were you popping a tall boy when you heard 20?
I didn't keep a log.
Not a log, like you're saying. I mean, it's like,
yeah, you know what I mean? And they had like the graph paper out or anything.
And they whirled and they twirled and they tangled.
You know, that could be, that's the new Miles title killer app.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it'll be, you know how they have like Fitbits and everything?
Yeah.
You're going to have like the, you know, thing that you attach to your penis to measure your, you know, morning wood. It's like, you know how you track your steps and you track your heart rate and all that stuff. Yeah, you're going to track your erections.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Wouldn't I?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's going to have the Miles title. It's my bag, baby.
It's my, got my stamp of approval.
That's right.
Got my stamp of approval.
It's like a Fitbit, but it does girth and length.
Girth and length.
It's got like a, it's like a post-it that you put on your penis every night, and then it measures the. Miles titled penis tracker.
And the voiceover is done by Ron Jeremy, so.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, wow. Yeah. You got a new record.
John Holmes.
You'll get like little badges for all your.
Little sack.
You'll graph your progress and so forth. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my Lord. So what's going on, Miles? I don't know.
So this weekend, the wife and I took a little road trip up to Iowa City.
Oh, really? Didn't go up to Chicago to Ditka's again? No.
No, we can't afford that anymore. So yeah. They don't take our food stamps.
We did a little road trip to Iowa City to the Burger Barn.
Well, close, yes, close, actually. We went into the Hamburg Inn 2.
The what?
The Hamburg Inn 2.
What does the 2 mean?
It's their second location.
Oh, okay.
But it's the only remaining location.
We can't afford the original, so go to the...
Yeah, that's a little uppity, so we don't go there. That's right.
The Hamburg Inn is the Hamburg Inn 2, not so pricey.
Well, there was other locations. They all closed, so this is like the last location.
Is it really called the Hamburg Inn?
The Hamburg Inn.
What is it? What's it known for?
It is a restaurant that is frequented by political people during like the political season.
Oh, okay. I have never even heard of this thing.
I haven't either. By chance, I saw it. I was goofing around one day on the internet, and I saw it, and I said, you know, let's go. Let's do it.
How'd you talk your wife into doing this?
It's a payoff. It's a trade-off. It's like,
okay. I was going to say, what did you have to, you know, pony up in order to get her to go to the Hamburg Inn 2?
Yeah, the shopping.
Shopping?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Where'd you go shopping at? Did they have like a little gift shop, or are you talking something else?
No, I mean, no, there was just different places she wanted to go, and too exciting, but we went there. And
so you basically held the purse?
Yes. Let me try on these shoes.
Yeah, okay. So what did you get at the Hamburg Inn, too?
I got a hamburger at the Hamburg
Inn. Oh, really? It is like a fast food place?
No, it's not. No, it's just like, it's a diner. It's a... restaurant. It's not very fancy, but it's
I still don't understand the attraction. Did you see somebody there?
No, I saw it looked interesting. I don't know.
It seems very anticlimactic right now. I'm just saying.
It does. You're like, well, okay, so why? Yeah, what, why? Miles would even mention this, right?
Yeah.
So I made a mistake. We hit it like right at noontime. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. You and your impeccable timing.
Yes, timing. Yes, that never my strong point in life. But
yeah, no kidding.
It.
That's why you got two kids.
Yes. Right. You know, mothers are just bad mathematicians, basically. No, so immediately. We walk in there, and immediately you can tell it's just assholes and elbows in here. I'm like, holy.
Oh, my Lord.
And I'm like, I really had second thoughts. And the lady, you know, I was like, well, it's going to be at least 15 or 20 minutes.
Well, you could take, that's just to get a stool at the counter.
Yeah, they did. Actually, they did have that, too, actually. They had that. Tables. And I'm like, man, my wife's like, no.
They didn't ask you if you wanted to go to the colored section, did they? Because it sounds like like a racist restaurant already.
Well, being Iowa, yes, I wouldn't be actually surprised if someone did say that, actually. But no, but like there's like a very teeny tiny waiting, I don't know if you want to call it a waiting area, if you will, by the front door. And I got like placed like right by the door. So like people have like opened this door and whacking me in the knee. Like, right after, whack.
Yeah. You know, waiting. There was a, sorry, just an aside.
Yeah.
I used to go to this Mexican place in St. Louis. And they, and this is in the days when they still allowed smoking. They don't do it anymore in St. Louis. At the restaurant. And they would ask you if you want smoking or non-smoking. And you would say it. And literally, the tables were touching. Like, it was like three rows of tables. And in the middle, half of it was a smoking table and half of it was a non-smoking table. That's how I can imagine the Hamburg Inn, too.
Yeah.
Being like this tiny, so tiny that you're basically, the non-smoking section is connected to the smoking section directly.
Yeah, it's fairly small. It's we actually got.
Could you scooch over one seat if you're going to smoke? Thank you.
Yeah, because it's like, I bet it's limited probably to 50 or 60 people tops.
Yeah,
I
mean, that's pretty big. That's a good place. Good size.
I mean, you're in there pretty tight. It's pretty tight. Yeah, it's just, you know, we're waiting, and it's like a mixture of, like, college folks and, like, old people like us. You know,
the college-aged and the college at heart.
Yeah, basically. So it's like, you know, a bunch of douchebags with their hats on backwards and on, you know.
They have homemade chips there because those are usually good at a diner.
Yeah, they were actually, they had crinkle cut fries. They're very nice.
Oh, okay.
We're trying to sit there, you know, just enjoy it. And like, so some Chinese lady's trying to hand us some stuff. Like, what the hell is this? You know, like something about Chinese acrobatics, you know, they want you to go. Like, what does this have to do with this freaking plate? Hey, it's like all the way, they want you to go to Peoria to watch like this $70 Chinese acrobat thing. I'm like, what the hell does this have to do with the Hamburg Inn? What the hell is it?
Hey, it's stirring up some business, you know.
I got like $70 to watch that.
I realize that you're sitting in the booth that, you know, Bernie Sanders sat in 2 weeks ago. Just saying.
Pooped himself right here. Bernie Sanders pooped himself right here.
Right. His Depends were touching the seat.
So, okay, so I'm sitting there, and, you know, and my wife starts giving me, like, the crazy eyes. Like, I go, uh-oh.
I have a feeling that that's a regular occurrence.
Like, you know, I don't know if there's a gunman in the restaurant or, you know, some girl is showing a thong. I don't know what this crazy look means.
Right. Some people are making out like crazy or something.
Yeah, I don't know. Like someone's getting felt up or something.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm looking around and she keeps like, woo, woo, woo.
Maybe she was sitting on something.
I don't know. Like, what the hell? And so I finally figure out she's like, she's most of these people like that are like at the cashier, you know, they're standing in front of the cashier.
Okay.
She's like, walk over there. I'm like, okay, what? What?
Your wife's like a horrible ventriloquist.
I know, like the word, me. And like, I'm like, what? She's a looker. I go, what? It's a guy with boat shoes and Dockers and a, you know, nice button-up shirt. I thought she meant the dude. I'm like, what's wrong with them?
Yeah.
Look. I don't. What, his ass? What?
70s what? Bush.
I had no idea what the hell she was talking about. I was like, I don't. And she actually snaps a picture of these people's butts.
Okay.
And sends it to her best friend, Desiree.
All right. Of their butts?
I still, their butts. I'm like, I still thought she met the guy. I don't know. What's wrong with this poor guy? And he's dressed up, you know, he's actually not one of these douchebags with his hat on backwards, unshaven, you know. I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. I'm like, okay, I don't get it. So
why
I had to wait,
snap
like,
a picture of their butts?
Huh?
Why'd she snap a picture of their butts?
Because she wanted to, this all made sense to her and her friend, right?
Okay.
Which, It took me like an hour after we finally ate. We finally got out of there. I go, okay, so what's wrong with that guy's ass? Tell me.
Yeah.
She goes, not the guy, the girl.
Hmm.
I go, the girl?
Well, I think it's very telling that you just scoped out the guy's ass.
Yeah, I know. I like checking out this dude's ass. Like, well, you know, not bad. You know, sweet.
I'm just, you know. The only Looks thing smart. That comes to mind is Kip.
I know. I was thinking that, too. I'm like, huh.
There's a guy in college that we knew who was a boyfriend, supposedly, of this girl. But he seemed to always be looking at guys. His name was Kip.
And he had pica.
And he had pica, yes.
They always like chewing erasers.
Yeah, he was always chewing on something. Yeah. Hey, Kip. Hey.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
So you were checking on a guy's ass, but it wasn't Apparently, the guy. It was the girl.
And we actually coincidentally saw them walking, like, down the sidewalk after we, you know, we left.
Did you get some more pictures, or?
Yeah, my wife's stalking these people. I'm like, what the hell? No. She goes, did you see that girl? I go, that girl with the sweet smoking ass? Yeah, hell yeah, I saw it. Oh, did you? Oh, gross. Did you see what she was wearing? I'm like, yeah, she was dressed in black. She had like a short black skirt. She looked like she was wearing like those yoga pants.
Oh, yeah.
She had a skirt on. My fantasy, she did.
Okay, so she was wearing yoga pants.
She had no pants on.
She had no pants on.
My wife contends that this girl was wearing pantyhose and nothing else. Reinforced pantyhose. Now, I didn't see it that way at all.
Did it need to be reinforced, or?
Not what I was looking at, no.
Like steel-belted pantyhose, or what?
It was all fine the way I saw it, I'm telling you that right now.
So, that's all she was wearing was pantyhose.
It's like a young Shelly Hack or something, you know?
Oh,
like,
really?
Like,
yeah, right? But you still found it more interesting to look at the guy.
Hmm. I didn't know what the hell she was talking about. I think to emphasize the guy's ass more than the girl's ass. I was like, okay, what?
What was he wearing?
He's wearing his Dockers, shoes. Dockers. Anybody? There's nothing wrong with him. I go, I didn't know that. I had no idea. I didn't. There certainly wasn't anything wrong with her.
Well, maybe
like,
she
damn.
Got something on her dress and she took it off and was just going around in her underwear.
The only thing wrong with her was she wasn't sitting on my lap. That was the only thing wrong with her.
Ooh, hey now.
What? She was. You sure she wasn't wearing a little skirt or something?
No.
She was wearing a sweater and pantyhose. Now, I didn't see that.
Was the sweater long enough or no?
No. 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 Now it's getting angry in there. No. I don't know. I don't.
People
see the same accident and they both have different recollections.
Like when she turned around and, like, was she reminiscent of, like, Groucho Marx or something down there or what?
It kind of sort of, if you look close, you can see they were kind of see through, I suppose, if you look really.
Was it, you know.
I don't know.
Showing? I mean, was it like.
You saw that picture.
Was she picking up tip money without using her hands or what?
I don't know. I still don't see the problem with this outfit at all. I don't. Hell, you can take our spot. Hell yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, that's interesting. So, and you missed it.
I missed it. I was checking out the dude, apparently. I don't.
Well, you know, you're getting older now, so.
He hates Dockers. I don't know. What the hell? Jesus.
You're like, you're right, honey. That guy has some good looking pants.
He looks like a young Bob Lament.
That's right. Yeah, thank you. Yes. That's right. The young viral Bob Lament in his boat shoes.
Yeah.
Which were the ruin of one of my knees, thank you.
Oh, yeah. That was funny. I don't know, yeah. No, it was good food, you know, good times.
Yeah, so you got a hamburger, you got crinkle cut fries, what else?
Baked beans.
Baked beans?
Oh. Some, and
Doesn't it bother you to eat baked beans? I mean, I see them as like tiny testicles in a jar.
I didn't eat that many. I was kind of full from the crinkle cut fries. I am really full.
I was full from the looking at the guy.
You know, I'm not gay, but if I was.
Yeah, that's that would like a yacht man wearing his boat shoes.
Hey, hoi polloi, Cary Grant.
You look like a young Ted Knight. Have a fresca.
I don't know. We'll have to check her sent items and see if she has this picture somewhere.
Oh, my gosh, you guys.
You deleted it. Well, we'll ask Desiree, because I know she never deletes anything.
She doesn't know how to. It's probably her profile picture.
You sent it to her. Bull crap.
It's probably her profile picture on Facebook right now.
What do you mean it's mine? Mm-hmm.
Call me Panty Man.
Panty Man.
That was gross.
So wrong.
So we had to do a whole shopping spree just for like this 20-minute, you know, cheap meal at the Hamburg Inn, too.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm glad I went. You know, it's like 20 crazy places to go eat in Iowa, you know.
Yeah,
you know,
I guess.
Unless you ever, you know, you probably don't spend a lot of time on Facebook like me, but, you know.
I try not to.
Sorry, it's not the roll tossing place. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, I love to go to the roll tossing place. I think I went there 13 years in a row, the roll tossing place.
Looking at you, I bet you have been there. No doubt about that.
Yeah.
So, be amongst the people. Go to the Hamburg Inn, too.
Hamburg Inn, too.
Yeah, Hamburg Inn, too.
How interesting. I'm trying to think of any restaurants that I would say you should like drive to go to. I don't know. That's a tough one, you know.
Yeah, no, there was just like this list of like, you know, converted banks and, you know, like people have converted barns into restaurants and all this. And this was on this list. I thought, okay, I will check it out.
I am. It's a bucket thing. I'm going to do this whole list before I die. Honey, starting this weekend.
Yeah.
We're doing all the greasy spoons in Iowa.
I just regret that when I was in Des Moines a few weeks ago, I didn't go to the real zombie cafe.
Well, yeah, that's regretful.
The mall one, which I was assured was the only location, and it was not.
Ah.
It actually is a restaurant.
Yeah, I'm surprised. What happened to you going to all the strip clubs list that you had going there for a while?
Yeah.
Ran out of ones?
Low T.
Low T.
Low T basically stopped all that. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Low T.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Little T booster. Mm-hmm.
Did your girls put on some Dockers? Mm-hmm. That's right.
Miles has a new strange fetish. He only likes men who used to be women who used to be men.
Yeah.
I don't know what you call that, but he calls it full circle. But
I call it the Smidge Girdlebaum family.
Oh, he's gonna throw Smidge under the bus again this week.
He liked it when we do that.
you gotta just throw Smidge under the bus again.
There's only two people that live in this freaking show, and he's one of them.
He's one of them. Okay. Oh, my Lord. This is horrible.
Yeah,
so pantyhose and... and Docker Man.
They were crotchless, yeah. Are those edible?
I thought she was carrying a tribble between her legs.
Yes.